Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I genuinely love our church, and one of the things I love about Sugar Hill Church is how dynamic the time of worship is. Now, worship is not just music. I think you heard our worship pastor, Zach Brown, talk about that in a podcast recently, but worship itself, the way we look at it, is I get to step into the presence of God and be aware and be significantly drawn into giving him praise. You know, as you look at the text that I'm using today, which is the whole chapter of Exodus 35, I find that this is a fascinating study. I'd encourage you today, go read this chapter of Exodus chapter 35. And we find the Israelites in the middle of building a tabernacle, the tabernacle. Now, the tabernacle was the dwelling place of God with them before the temple was built by Solomon. It was the place where sacrifices were made. It was the place where the Ark of the Covenant, the Spirit of God, was kept. And it was a place of worship, a place which was constructed according to the purposes and the instructions of the divine. Now, in the latter chapters of the book of Exodus, God is giving the Israelites a lot of specific and often copious instructions about the construction of the tabernacle. Up to this point, God has been meeting with Moses in the tent of meeting, but now the Israelites are about the process of building something more suitable for their worship. Now, it's instructive to note that here, that God's point of view is being placed out there. The worshiping him comes first. Attending to the things of God is to be a priority for the covenant relationship between his children and him. You see, when we look at the orders that God has, God wants us to focus on worshiping him. And in that context, he instructs the people of Israel to build him a tabernacle. It is, in essence, the same thing Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount when he taught us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the necessary things of life would be added to us. In other words, if you do the right thing in the right time, life will come to you in the presence and the power and the goodness of God. But it's just so hard to do, isn't it? I mean, the order that God is giving these folks is often reversed by our modern-day Christianity, especially here in the States. There are a lot of folks today to seek our own needs first and only look to the needs of the kingdom of God after they feel that they've been satisfied with their own needs and wants. And before I start pointing, let me just say to you, I have to look in the mirror on this one too. I have times when I put myself first and the things of God maybe second. But in God's economy, we are to seek him first. We're to first seek his kingdom. It was that way in Exodus, and for those who were right with him, it's still the same way today. So when you look at the scriptures found in Exodus 35, we've got four quick truths. You ready? Number one, we worship God with our time. Are you giving your time to further the kingdom of God? It's that simple. Now, sure, you might be wrapped up with family or business or whatever. You travel all the time. The question is, are you bringing, with regularity, a worship time with God, with your time? Are you giving some part of your 24 hours to the things of God? And it doesn't have to be great. It could be as simple as an encouragement to somebody or to pray with somebody. It might even be that you get alone to pray. It might be that you start taking on a morning meditation, which I'll speak more about later. But we worship God with our time. By the way, if we were to take a look at your calendar, we would find what you truly worship. I mean, is there any time in the first fruits of your day that you give to the Lord? And if not, then we know what you're worshiping is whatever that is, a trip to the gym or the ride in or the book that you're reading or whatever that may be. Second, we don't just worship God with our time. We worship God with our talents. How are you using the things that God has gifted you to further God's kingdom? Of all the gifts and abilities God has given you, are you using any of them regularly to make his glory known? Are you involved in using your talents in such a way that others are being blessed and are growing deeper in their faith? We worship God with our time. We worship God with our talents. We worship God with our treasure. Are you giving of your treasures on a regular basis to support the ongoing work of the kingdom of God? Now, I've heard preachers rail and scream at me about 10% and tithe. Let me just tell you what I believe with all my heart that Jesus teaches in the New Testament, that we are to give in such a way that it hurts, that it's sacrificial, that the gifts that we're to bring should cost us something. I mean, Jesus looked at a widow who had, as the scripture said, two mites. And he thought so much of what she gave compared to the people around her who gave big chunks of money, that when she brought those two mites, we knew that it cost her something. And he brought his disciples together and said, look at that. That is what I'm looking for. And then finally, I believe our worship involves a willing heart. You've heard me say this 100 or 1,000 times on this podcast, that Jesus' teachings throughout the New Testament are always about this one thing. They're always about our heart. Worship involves a willing heart. So where is your heart today? You don't have to answer. Your answers to the first three questions have already been answered, and that's really about your willing heart. My friend, today, turn your heart toward the things of God and watch how He might use you to change your world. I sure hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We're going to gather at 9:30 or 11, and then Sugar Hill Espanol at 11 in our chapel. And if you're not in Atlanta, you're always welcome to join us as we're live online on Facebook and at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.